Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. Thank you, God, all the praise and all the glory. He's worthy to be praised. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our jobs and our homes.
Changing, my feet walked out the door.
yeah, modern day Daisy of Chicago. Joy. Well, that just reminds me of my CD, Joy United Family.
Joy.
And I pray. Yes, that was modern day David again from Chicago, Illinois. Great guy, great guy. I'm going to get him back on the show. Welcome to another episode of the Tony Gill Show with my guest host, the one and only, the man from around the world, every nation, Mr. Doc Howard, going to be on with me tonight as well, as always with me, my brother Doc Howard Jr., always great man. We'll be playing his song tonight. He's preparing me as well, so y'all get ready to hear that one tonight as well. But first, we're going to do this real quick for somebody asked me to do this, and we're going to come back with Doc Howard. This is Be Blessed by Paul Martin. I want to get this out. Somebody that's going through something that want to hear this tonight. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, sisters. Be blessed. Watch yourself. Be safe out there. So it's really dangerous. It's really dangerous everywhere. So much is going on. I just pray the blessing of God on you and protection upon you and to be with you and your family wherever you go. The blood of Jesus will just saturate you wherever you go, all of us, and keep us safe, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. Thank God. Love you all. Thank you always listening. You can call in at 347-884-9485. Always listen to us online on blogtalkradio.com. It's Paul Martin. Be blessed. We'll be right back with my buddy, my friend, the one and only, the award-winning man himself, Dr. Bradford Howard Jr.
I just have to personally right through here thank Minister Kirk Carr. What a gift. You know, I just believe that God has the right person for the right person to make the right connection. And I've had many producers, many times that I've recorded, this man picked up my spirit, my God consciousness, that I feel what you feel, even what you're going through in your life. This man could be anywhere. I mean, the world is calling for him, and I thank God he came to see about little old me. Come on, let's thank God for Minister Kirk. Ah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you, and the Lord began to speak to me and said, write these words as encouragement to the saints around the world.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever.
Tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting,
might be crying,
you might be crying,
you might be worrying,
you might be worrying
and frustrated too.
Let me encourage you.
Speak life to you. You can depend on God.
Oh,
you can depend on me.
Bishop, riding on that airplane that day,
my.
I thought about everything you'd been through.
Yes.
And everything the people of New Orleans have been through.
Oh, we've been through a lot.
And I started thinking, what is the solution? And God said, tell him to pray.
That's it.
And watch him change.
Watch
things.
God change. Woo! Yeah.
I pray for you.
Oh. You pray for me.
You pray for me. And watch God change things.
Just get on your lunch break. Would you just take a moment out to pray for me? Because I'm going to be praying for you. Watch God. Now, you know what's going to happen if you pray for somebody around you. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'll pray for you. You pray for me. What's getting ready to happen?
Watch God change me.
Won't it change? I'll pray for you. You pray for me.
Everybody's family, every day, daily, to just be blessed and be safe and try to start you a business. Try to get a business. You know, I know as we always grew up on working for somebody else, I understand, I know that. But just try to seek God for your own business. It's in us. It's in us. I know it is. We don't have enough. We don't have any businesses. We need businesses. We need to depend on us. So like everybody else does, like other nationalities do, depend on each other. But we can't depend on the other people. You got to depend on us. You know. Thank you. So just try to do that. You know, and just try to be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you again for coming to this episode of the Tony Gill Show tonight. You know, always glad to have you around the world, around the globe. Again, I want to say good evening to everybody, and good evening to my buddy, my friend, my guest host always comes on with me and sharing, Dr. Bradford Howard. Good evening, sir. How you doing?
Hey, praise the Lord, Tony, and all the people across the world who constantly follow this show. This is such a great show. What a great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Oh, glad to have you back, man. Glad to have you back. I'm sorry we had the difficulties yesterday.
Well, you know something? We had some difficulties, but what a great show. What great young people that you were talking to. And as always, Tony, you've always opened the door for others to get that exposure. And as we listened to some of the people with interviews, some of them had never probably had the opportunity to be heard. And by you having the show going on yesterday, just hearing the smiles and how excited people were just to be heard, and also those that just come on the show weekly, what an honor it is to open up the avenues for all of these gifted and talented individuals.
You're right. You know, it's, you know, it's good, man, to just have an avenue where you can, you know, have people on and get them started, or let somebody hear them, such as yourself and everybody else, you get to hear them, hear their music, what they got and where they got started.
And, you know, Tony, you know, you're down in Texas. I'm out of Connecticut, and it's amazing that I was featured at the state capitol here, and there's people who have been following this show. And then when I went to the Gospel Cafe in Massachusetts, which is the nearby state, they're very familiar with your show. So, you know, you're reaching a lot of places, and a lot of people are catching that vision that you had when you started the show. This is true ministry at its best, and many of the people who have been on your show have gone on to do shows of their own. They become top artists, producers, and this has just been an avenue for success for many people who've had the opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah, I thank you all, man. I thank for everybody that has been on the show for the last, you know, 12, 13 years, man. We've had a lot of guests, a lot of people have come, you know, come through the show, you know, and I tell you, it's been great to meet a lot of different people, man. It really has. It's been really great to meet a lot of folks.
You better believe it. And some of the people that people wish they could meet in person, we've interviewed them on the show.
And it's
so amazing. I guess I sent you an email the other day. There's a gentleman who he's had a couple of Grammys, and he's done some other stuff. And he was like, "Ooh, that show, I'm interested." And I said, "Well, you know, we welcome everyone. But the anybody that's coming, we want you to come and just let everybody know who you really are and just be yourselves, you know?"
That's it. Be yourself and enjoy yourself, have a good time, and just, you know, and that you true, cause I got the email, you know, from you and the songs and everything. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to that brother too, man.
Well, he won't be back to the fourth, but it was just amazing that he was interested. And like I said, he's written for Whitney, he's done all these things. What it is that this show right now, people are talking about the show, and how great is that the word is going out that this is a show that people want to listen to. They enjoy it.
I think that's great. That is fabulous. That is good. You know, I thank God. I always look at the stats that they put up out of New York, and it shows that people are listening to the show. So it's really good.
Well, that and the fact that, look at 2015, yourself and your two co-hosts, all three of us wound up with awards from the same extraordinary, you know, people's organization.
That's right.
All three of us got an award from the same organization.
It
shows a likeness of minds, and again, you opened up the door for us, and we just want to follow the direction that you had in just bringing the best gospel music, the best interviews, and just the best place for people to come and meet great and listen.
Hey, well, you know, thank you for everything, man. Thank you for always being here, man. And I tell you, we like tonight, Darrell Jones sent us another great artist tonight. You know, it's a group, quartet group. I think maybe one of us probably on the line will be coming on with us tonight. They're out of Detroit. They call the Ever Ready.
Beautiful.
Out of Detroit. I got some of their music in, and I think, I don't know if one of Lisa or one of the guys are here with us. We're going to be talking to him and hearing their music. It's what they're doing in Detroit. It's just, they got the cold snow in Detroit up that way. I don't know. They probably have.
Mm-hmm.
If I have. But we're going to welcome everybody tonight. We're going to see who the young man is on the line with us from Easter. He's one of the members or one of the singers with the Ever Readys of Detroit. And we're going to bring him on the line right now here this week, who he is, and introduce himself to us. Good evening. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
How's it going? How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Welcome to the Tony Gill Show with my host, Dr. Bradford Howard.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And who are we talking with of the group?
You're talking to the lead singer. I'm Jerome Williams, the lead singer for the Ever Readys.
Okay, Mr. Jerome Williams, lead singer. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. And I'm just thankful for just being alive. It's another day that God let me live to see.
All right. How's it going in Detroit these days?
Oh, it's a lot better. Believe it or not, our temperature hit 60. They said 64 yesterday.
What?
Yeah, we broke the
record.
Happy
birthday.
y'all having a heat wave in Detroit then, huh?
Yeah, but then it went back down to the 40s. But I'll take it because a week ago, man, we was in the same. A week ago, we were in the single digits in the teens.
What's y'all hottest day in the summer? What's y'all hottest? You know, what's the temperature of y'all hottest temperature in Detroit summer?
A couple of years ago, I think we went all the way up into the 90s. We never hit 100, though. Yeah, we went to the 90s, and people were going crazy. It's too hot. And I was saying, okay, y'all going to be wishing for these hot days when that snow and that sleet hit, you know.
You know, the reason why I was saying happy birthday is when you get good weather, it's almost like God blessing you with another birthday. And
oh,
I've been to Detroit before, and that's a cold place.
Oh, yeah. This cold, I think Chicago is colder than us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I thought Detroit was colder because y'all were so close to Canada.
Yeah, well, we're surrounded by all the Great Lakes, so we get all the cold weather that swishes through. So, you know how that is.
I heard that. All right, man. You know, I'm glad you're here tonight with us, Jerome. We're gonna talk about the group a little bit and the guys and for a little while. And if you have time and see when y'all got started, I think I got about 3 or 4 songs. I got "Don't You Fool Yourself," I think, and I have "Have Thine Old Way," "Never Turn Back," and "What Happened to Your Joy." Are those some of y'all songs?
Yes, that's my part. Excuse me. That's off our latest project, our first live recording. Excuse me.
Okay.
Called Finally Live. Yeah.
And how long y'all been singing together?
Everybody's been together for about 47 years this year.
Wow. Where'd you get the name for the group, Jerome?
Well, I'll give you a little history. Back in the early 30s, you remember Jackie Wilson?
Yeah.
Well, Jackie Wilson and two of my uncles and another guy started the group, and they were the Ever Ready Gospel Singers.
Oh, that's...
And if you pull up Jackie Wilson's bio, you'll see it, where he said at the age of 15, he started a group called the Ever Ready Gospel Singers. So they hung around, and then when he got signed by Motown, well, I think he started singing with the Dominoes. Then the group broke up. Excuse me. Then the group broke up. And so we came along, me and my brother and my two cousins, we came along and in the late 60s, and my grandmother was like, why don't I take the name and, just take it on further? But that's something I didn't want to do because I always wanted to sing R&B and big band. But coming from a spiritual home, gospel home that I come from, it wasn't going to happen. But then, so we started singing around, and then the late Frank Williams from the Jackson Southern Airs, he heard us, and they signed us to Malaco Records in 1982.
All right.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah, so but before that, we were traveling across the country without a record, during the 60s in the early 70s. We had a chance, what most people can't say, we had a chance to open up for Mahalia Jackson before she passed away. And that was in Cleveland, Ohio, and we got a chance. Our group in the 70s, the early 70s, like 72, our group became the Violineers. We sung with Robert Blair and the rest of them, and the Everettys were the Violineers for about 2 years. And then we broke up from that, left back, and then we got our own group back together again.
That is amazing.
That is. This is awesome.
We recorded with them. We recorded where it was presenting the Violineers, and that was us. It was the Everettys, but we were the Violineers at that time.
Well, I'm familiar with the other name, the Violineer. You guys are just spectacular.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
See, I got saved down in Carolina, and I used to hear a lot of the contemporary, and then all of a sudden when I started hearing that quartet music, I was stuck there. I was frozen. I just love it. Can't get enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our biggest record was a song called Learning to Lean. I don't know if you ever heard that.
I've heard Learning to Lean.
Yeah, well, that's us. That's what we're known. Yeah, that's what everybody's known for.
Wow, I didn't realize that with you guys.
Yeah.
My male coach sing that song.
Yeah. When you say Everettys, people already know. Oh, that's Everett Lane. Yeah.
Oh man, I gotta get y'all to come to my church, man.
Okay.
Man, that's fantastic. But we gonna listen to some music right now. We're gonna get right back and talk to some more, you know, with you, Jerome. Man, we really glad, man. We are humble. We are very, very humble to have you tonight, man. I really am, man. I really appreciate you taking out your time to be with us and just to give us your time, man, and talk, let everybody hear you tonight.
That's fine. Thank you so much.
And we'll be right back, y'all. Here's
the best hit music. Every time you turn us on. Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Don't fool yourself. I'm telling you.
Cinnamon, while you're out running the streets late at night, you're having yourself a whole lot of fun. You're thinking everything's alright. One of these old nights, while you're out having a whole lot of fun, the Son of Man is going to come. I guarantee you put your work undone. Love.
Don't you fool yourself.
I know.
Think God doesn't see what you do.
He sees everything.
Just like a mother,
like a mother.
Children.
I'm sure.
My God,
yes, he is. About the word of God. You're telling the people to call on him whenever your way seems hard. Just as soon as you finish preaching and tell them all the facts. I heard you telling Sister Susie, don't forget when church is over, meet you around the back.
Don't you fool yourself.
I know.
What did you do?
You see everything.
Like a mother.
I'm sure.
What did you do?
Yeah, like to know.
Don't you fool.
I know. circumstances. You don't have any money, 'cause you've been out of work. Just as soon as God bless you with a job where you don't have to suffer no more. When offering comes around, you throw your finger in the air, you ease on out the door. Lord,
don't you fool yourself.
Detroit sound, man. That's that Detroit style, that Motown. That's Detroit style, man.
Hey, Jerome, you still on the line?
Yeah, his phone just dropped off, man. He must have been having trouble in Detroit, man. He'll get you the call back, man. He's going to call back. His phone
dropped
off.
Because they're part of history. I mean, that's history going all the way back to Sam Cooke.
Yeah, you better believe he's back on now. Jerome, you back?
Yeah, I'm back on. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Man,
Jerome,
that's awesome.
You're part of history, Jerome. You know, your group going all the way back to Sam Cooke. And, I mean, you guys clearly are setting a standard. I truly loved what I heard.
Wow, thank you so much. They, consider our group a legend now. They say, well, you guys started back in the 80s and you kind of changed the sound of quartet. And a lot of folks would tell us, they say, well, you're not a quartet group. Y'all don't sound quartet because you have so many different styles. And I say, well, that's how I write, because I kind of write songs based off experience, you know, how you see things. And I do the majority of writing in the group, and that's my style of writing. So like that song, Learning to Lean, it was a song that we all loved to do, but I never knew the words, right? So I just had the chorus, and then one day I was sitting at home, and God just gave me these words, and I just started writing them down. And people say, well, you should have claimed ownership of that song instead of that guy named James Starling. Now, this is a totally different song.
Right. Man. I wish I'd have had that song there, Learning to Lean, man. I'm about to get that from you one day.
Okay.
So we can definitely get that song on. That's out of sight, man. I just love y'all. Y'all's harmony, man. Y'all's style, man, just awesome. It's different. It's really different. I just love it, man. Y'all would say y'all something else. What'd you say, Doc?
Oh, thank you.
You know, many of us grew up on music like that. I know I have. And it just, so many people are trying to get away from it and try to act like it has no place in music anymore. And we have to remember our roots, and that's really a root of gospel. And it's, you know, it's... And some of the young people need to listen to it, whether they like it or not, but learn to know that there's more than just playing contemporary, or, you know, now they got gospel, R&B, gospel, you know, everything else. And this is a standard from way back in the beginnings, and it just has such a historical thing. When you think about Black History Month, I'm so glad you're on the line, because you guys are Black History.
Wow, thank you so much. And see what happened, when we started singing, we were an a cappella group. So we had no musicians, couldn't find no musicians, so that's why our harmony is so tight. Because I still have the original guys that I started recording with, five of them. Well, one of them passed away, which was our guitar player, and then there was another set of brothers that was with the group. But we started as an a cappella group, and I learned how to play guitar. So that's why I started writing. and I learned how to play guitar, and I became our own musician.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I know it, man. We are so honored. We're so honored tonight. We're going to come right back. We're going to hear the names of the guys in the group and the musicians, and real quick, here to have thine own way. We're going to be right back with Jerome Williams, like Howard, if you ever read it. Oh, yeah. Love it. I love these songs.
put your hands together.
It was so good that they had to put it on CD, and they're going to put it on CD, and it's
it's still selling everywhere we go. Cross assets align the land.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got to do another show, Doc. I got to do another one, man.
You better believe it.
Man, this is awesome. This is amazing, legendary, man, to have them. They're like having them and Andre Crouch and and the Mighty Clouds of Jaws and Canton Spiritual. Ever ready, man. I'm telling you. Wow.
What it is, on the last song that you're going to play called What Happened to the Joy, it's something that how you hear, you ever go to church and you see people that's like, they always upbeat, they always giving, they always the first one on the floor to shout, they always the first one in the line to give. But then one Sunday you'll come in and they look like they lost their way. And so we ask the question, what happened to your joy?
Here you go.
Yeah. Amen. I love it. Amen. We'll be right back.
Unless you just give it up. You know that joy you have? that peace that you used to have, that peace that you know, and all that shouting and that way of giving and that friendly attitude. Why would you let there sit there and just let Satan just take it away from you? But I believe that if you just think about it and think about, well, what happened? Just go back in your mind and think about it, yeah. Oh, where you first lost your joy. Think about it, yeah. I believe you can find it.
You can find it.
Oh, you got it.
If you go back to where
go on back, there again, my friend.
You can find it.
Oh, you got it.
If you
go back.
Music. Every time you turn us on.
Every time you turn us on, there's another hit song coming on.
Believe.
Fantastic. Now, what are some of the guys' names in the group?
Okay, the other guy's name, I'm Jerome Williams, and then my older brother, he's with me, Freddie Williams. And then we have another guy, he's been with us since the start. His name is Rodney Bivens. Uh-huh. And then we have another guy, Mark Beasley. And then our other guy, his name is James Miller, and one of our musicians, Daryl Dixon, and okay. Another one of our musicians named Paul Washington.
Oh man, I just sit back. I'm a musician, man. I sit back and listen, and some of the changes and stuff you're doing with the vocals. I mean, it's just amazing. And the parts you play, the bass line. You wrote the bass line too.
Yeah, I do the bass line too. And see, what a lot of folks know and some don't know, I'm the guitar player for Marvin Wyman.
Sure. What?
Yeah, I've been the guitar player for his church generally be 27 years.
Oh my God, you play for Marvin Wyman?
Yeah, I've been with him for 27 years.
27 years.
Yeah, I produced his father's CD before he passed away, Pop Wyman's called Uncensored. And I also sung on two around Wyman's family and friends project.
Wow.
You are truly versatile.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You are amazing. I am really honored. I'm really happy to have you here. That's my God. That's great. That is a
thank
fabulous.
You so much.
I mean, you know, so how do people get in contact with y'all?
I was going to say that. But if they want to, contact us for programs, they can contact me, Jerome Williams, and my number is 313-286-7934. Once again, that's 313-286-7934. And if they want to contact me by email, the email It's a musician phrase. It's the letter G, my favorite key, at gmail.com.
Now, is there any shout outs and thanks you want to give out, you know, to say to anybody?
Oh yeah, there's an Ever Ready fan. He's a diehard Ever Ready fan. His name is Devin, and he has an Ever Ready page on Facebook. So like, if you want to see a lot of videos of us, you can go on Facebook and pull up the Ever Readies, and it's a whole lot of information, videos, and our songs. You can also go on YouTube, and you can just pull up a whole lot of stuff on us also.
Yeah, I just want to ask you about YouTube, because it's a Learning to Lean. Is that on YouTube? That's on YouTube, isn't it?
Everything we have ever recorded is on YouTube. All six projects is on there. The first project we did is Learning to Lean. The second one is Revive. The third one is Just Think of His Goodness. And then we went independent called A Message for You. And we did another independent called Just For My Friends. And then we just came out with this one last year, The Ever Ready's Finally Live. And you can get that off of Amazon, CD Baby, CD Universe, or either you can buy it direct from Malaco Music and iTunes.
That is amazing. That's amazing. I got to. I'm gonna start looking at those at the YouTube and start promoting them and listen to them, put them out there. Cause I tell you, this is amazing music. You're a great writer, man. You're an awesome writer.
Thank you so much. Praise God. Thank you.
You are awesome. So how many instruments do you play?
Well, I just play guitar. I used to play drums, but I got off into guitar and kind of forgot. So I want to learn to play piano, and it wouldn't take me that long because I know where the notes and stuff. And then, you know, I could lay tracks in the studio just playing piano, but I mostly play guitar.
Man, that is great. That is fantastic.
And I do the arrangements. I love vocals, and I love harmonies. And if you listen to our music, you can tell because I like 4, 5, and 6-part harmony, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know that. I can tell by listening to the vocals, man.
Right.
You got harmony.
I know it. You got those
vocals tight, man. I really like it. I love you all sound. I love you all sound. But I got to do another show called I want to get some more of y'all's music, man, and I really want to do it. I want to do another show. So we're going to definitely. We got to, man. I really appreciate it. I really do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jerome. You guys are fabulous.
Thank you so much. Just pray our strength and that we go further in the Lord.
We're definitely going to do that, man. Thank you again, man, for being on the show tonight, man. And we're going to be listening to y'all music. We're going to definitely gonna get you back on the music, back on the show again.
Okay, thank you. And like I said, you can let the folks know that if they want to contact us through that number.
And go ahead, give the number again if you'll give permission again. We got time.
Okay, the number is 313-286-7934. Once again, 313-286-7934. Mr. Jerome.
That's right, Jerome Williams, y'all. We're going to do it, man. This is out of sight. I just love it. I love it. I love it.
Come on, y'all, and put your hands together.
You gotta be strong. Jesus. been a good day.
We see y'all next time. Thank you again for being with us. Thank you, Brother Doc Howard. Thank
it
you
has
being
been
with
a
us.
Good
Doc
day.
Howard. Thank you for being with
You're
us.
You're welcome.
I really thank you, man. That's a powerful singer. Is that man awesome?
It was tremendous.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think they're one of my favorites now. They're one of my favorites.
I'm getting them back on soon. We're going to get them back on with Doug Williams. And I'm telling you, that it was really, this one of the best shows. I mean, legendary shows that I've ever had. So I'm glad. It's really great. So we're going to see you again, Doc. Thank you, Doc, again for being here tonight, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure now.
And we're going to do it again, man. I thank you very much, y'all. Thank y'all again. We're going out with a good day.
It's been a good day. And I thank God for it. It's been a good day.
I thank God for it.
I've been lied on and cheated. Talked about and mistreated. Up and down. Had some smiles, had some frowns. Oh, it's been a good day. I want to thank you for another good day. I've got my health and my strength. And I know that it's time. Thank you, Lord. You see, take a little time to thank God for it.
I
want to thank God for it.
I
want to thank God for it.
I
want to thank God for it. All of my health and strength. I need to know that I'm in time. Need I take a little more time?
Thank you.